I kind of have a good idea of what everybody can and can't do in a lab. And by that, I mean everybody has different capabilities and affinities. So one way that I always tell people when they, I'm talking about more mostly for graduate students, postdoc, if they come, they already have the expertise. We are very often have have postdoc, have residents at Capri, who do some research, or some junior faculty. They come and we already have often a more established project. The graduate student, I always tell them, I say, well, you're going to work on two or three projects for a few months, and then you're going to be trained on different approach. And then I can very quickly see what, not what they're good or bad at it, they're going to be better at some aspect of it, but more specifically what the affinities are. Because somebody may not be technically okay at the top, but if this person has the right excitement and affinity, or I see that, you know, there's that spark for this kind of question, that is something I will nurture. I say, okay, let's find out, and when we talk about it, and I said, you know, and we try to push that, because I think they'll be able to be sharper, more focused, more in depth, more motivated also, because there's a lot of it is maintaining this motivation in people, because it's it can be frustrating. You know, do basic research. I mean, it's hard work. You work a lot of time. You know, you don't get data every day, and very often you get data, and it's not what you thought, and your technique didn't work. So it's frustrating. So part of the job of keeping a team, maintaining it, is yes, maintaining the technical expertise and the question, but also really maintaining the motivation level, so people will generate, you know, their own energy to push the project through.